Hello, 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 Cryptonauts. Welcome back to another episode of Cryptocurrency Chat. I am your host, Blockchain John, here for episode 549 for this September 10th, 2023 episode. Yes, it is Sunday, and guess what? We got some interesting news. Of course, we got this week on Crypto Twitter. We have a couple of SEC news articles. One is SEC response to Ripple filing doubles down on appeal bid. The other one is Library will appeal unjust and incorrect SEC lawsuit ruling, says CEO. And the last article is Ice Cold, Feds freeze Celsius founder Alex Mashinsky's assets. All right. So then, let's go ahead and get started with first plugging in the coin tree. First of all, I do appreciate some likes, subscribe, comments, and follows. So if you have any of those options, please do that. Greatly, greatly appreciate it. But if you want to take it to the next step and you want to help donate via crypto, because we are a crypto podcast platform, we do have a coin tree with a bunch of coins here listed: Bitcoin, Ethereum, Dogecoin, Litecoin, and a bunch of other various coins. Also, Bitcoin Lightning. You can follow us on Nostr, and you can find us on just about every single podcasting platform. But the one that I'm going to highly recommend is the Fountain.fm link here. Why? Because you can actually earn real Satoshis, yes, that is real Bitcoin, for listening to the podcast. So if you click here, you can listen to our podcast and earn Satoshis passively. So with that said, follow us on, let's see here, Twitter. You can watch the recording on YouTube or the live stream that's going on right now on Twitch. And hang out with me every single day on Discord. Yes, I'm there every single day. Or just hit me up on Twitter or X. Okay. Let's go to the markets. All right, let's go ahead and refresh these markets. And markets at $1,072,000,000,000. Down by 0.8%, and Bitcoin dominance at 46.8%, Ethereum at 18% flat, and the gas is currently at 8 Gwei. That's actually not bad. It's actually not bad at all. Cool. All right, so let's go ahead and hit the top 10. Let's see where we're at. Of course, Bitcoin is number one at $25,752, down 0.9% in the past 7 days, and a market cap of $501 billion. And Ethereum is at $1,610 with a 1.7% loss in the past 7 days and a market cap of $193 billion. Number three, we have Tether at 99 cents, down by 0.1% in the past 7 days with a market cap of $82 billion. And number four, we have BNB at $211 with a 1.9% loss in the past 7 days. Yes, whew. And a $32 billion market cap. Number five, we have XRP at 49 cents with a 2.7% loss in the past 7 days and a market cap of $26 billion. Number six, we have Bitcoin at 99 and a no gain no loss in the past 7 days and a market cap of $26 billion. And it looks like XRP and USD coin are neck and neck. Woo, who's gonna take the spot? Is USD coin going to come up, or is XRP going to hold its throne? All right, number seven, we have Lido staked Ether at $1,608 with a 1.8% loss in the past 7 days and a market cap of $13 billion. Number eight, we have Cardano at 24 cents and a 4.2% loss in the past 7 days with a market cap of $8 billion. And number nine, we have Dogecoin with 6 cents and a 3.6% loss in the past 7 days with a market cap of $8 billion. And again, eight and nine, Cardano and Dogecoin are neck and neck. Quite interesting how these are neck and necks, huh? Dogecoin. I'm really actually surprised that Dogecoin is in the top 10, but it is. It is. And last but not least, we have Solana in number 10 at $18 and a whopping 7.9% loss in the past 7 days and a market cap of $7.4 billion. All right, Kryptonauts, that is our top 10 for the day. So, with that said, check it out. This is provided by CoinGecko.com. And our news is coming from Decrypt.co, just like all our news is from Decrypt.co. Okay, so our first news article comes from Tim Hockey this week on Crypto Twitter. Bankman-Fried roughs it in Brooklyn jail. Most leading cryptocurrencies grew in value slightly over the week, as it was relatively constructive 7 days for the industry. Visa now supports USDC payments on Solana, and the London Stock Exchange Group, LSEG, announced it is utilizing blockchain technology for a digital exchange that will sell tokenized traditional financial assets. Visa's head of crypto, Q. Sheffield, wrote a thread about a payments giant new crypto offering. He also shed light on its pilot program with WorldPay and Nubi. There's a tweet from Q. We are excited to announce that Visa has expanded our stablecoin settlement capabilities to merchants acquiring a launch pilot with WorldPay Global and Nubi utilizing the Solana blockchain. At a leadership level, various organizations with global reach continued responding to crypto's growing adoption, including the European Central Bank, the International Monetary Fund, and the Financial Stability Board. One announcement that made the rounds on Tuesday was the fact that software crypto wallet provider MetaMask now facilitates crypto to fiat withdrawals. And here is a tweet from Legendary_NFT. You can withdraw to PayPal or your bank account. Okay, number two, click to sell tab to get started. Three, select a region. Four, token and network you want to sell from. Example, Ethereum on Ethereum or ETH on Ethereum. Number five, select fiat account available in your location, bank account, or PayPal balance. Number six, enter the crypto amount you want to sell. Example, 0.5 ETH. Number seven, all quotes from the different available providers will be presented in real time. Select one to continue. Number eight, you'll be securely redirected to the provider's website to sign up and link your fiat account, then directed back to MetaMask portfolio. Number nine, send ETH to providers to send crypto. All right, did a walkthrough check. Pleasantly surprised on the time taken, but expensive, and hidden fees. Of course, banks do have hidden fees. 9% in transaction fees, and 5 minutes later, my fiat withdrawal dropped into my bank account. 9%? Actually, that's close. Co-founder of open source funding platform Gitcoin announced his return that day. Announcement! I am excited to announce my planned return to Gitcoin. IMO, number one, the DAO has made solid strides in decentralizing the tech, expanding use cases, and exploring new growth areas. Number two, at the same time, I also think it's much of the community's criticism of Gitcoin is ... Read more at Twitter. At Owaki. Okay, here's a quote. My role is to be a network catalyst for all of them, to help everyone synthesize information across the network and grasp the whole elephant of what Gitcoin is, he told Decrypt. To be clear, I'm not dictating. I'm bottoms up, gathering intelligence and helping them synthesize the roadmap together. Bloomberg ETF expert James Seffert believes that crypto assets manager Grayscale now has the upper hand against the Securities and Exchange Commission in the company's ongoing efforts to get a Bitcoin spot ETF approval. Last Thursday, Bitcoin ETF application have reviewed after the regulator to provide a coherent explanation for its denial. Here's a tweet from James. Grayscale's letter to the SEC from their lawyers can be summarized as, yo, what's good? Call us back. Yo, what's good? Call us back. I love it. I love it. Okay, continuing on. Beyond Visa, Circle has many more plans for USDC's adoption and CEO Jalair. And here's from Journal. It's pretty exciting when a gaming giant with 30 million MAU at PUBG announces a new effort to bring a payment and settlement layer using USDC on Cosmos at the Circle Hacker House Korea. That is awesome. Ethereum inventor and company co-founder Vitalik Buterin appears as a co-author on a paper about privacy pools. Oh, yes, I did read this. A concept similar to privacy mixers like the U.S. Treasury sanctioned Tornado Cash, but one which unambiguously compiles with global regulations. And here's a tweet from Amin. Number one, new privacy paper with Vitalik Buterin, Jacob Alum, Chainalysis, and Matt Nadler, and FS Chair. And there's a link there. It's called The Blockchain Privacy and Regulatory Compliance Towards a Practical Equilibrium. Yeah. If you guys want to read that, there's a link there. I will actually be providing all of these news articles in the description below. So if you want to look more into this, yeah, check it out. Continuing on. Southeast Asia leading super app Grab added a cryptocurrency integration on Thursday, according to Twitter user OXJPEG. And Jay tweets, breaking, Grab taxi delivery payment app adds a Web3 tab with a crypto wallet. And here's a screenshot of that. Cool. Finally, if this report is to be believed, it features credible crypto journalist Tiffany Wong and not so credible pharma bro Martin Screening. Disgraced FTX founder Sam Bankman-Fried is way out of his comfort zone as he does time in Brooklyn's Metropolitan Detention Center. And here's an update. This is from Autism Capital. Update on Sam Bankman-Fried in prison. Today, a three-hour spaces was hosted by Martin Shkreli and his prison informant, Ayo Poops, co-hosted by Tiffany Fung. Here's the notes and TLDR. Oh, yes. Actually, I did watch this on YouTube. Make sure to follow Tiffany Fung if you got more FTX buck. When I that, MD's bunkmate wouldn't let him into yada, yada, yada. If you guys want to read more, check out Autism Capital on. And CryptoNuts, that is the end of this week on Crypto Twitter. Alrighty then. Let's move on to the next news article, which is written by Decrypt AI. Edited by Ryan Ozawa. SEC responds to Ripple filing, doubles down on appeal bid. The Securities and Exchange Commission pushed back Friday against Ripple Labs' effort to block its appeal of a judge's ruling that largely favored the cryptocurrency company in its legal fight with the regulator. In the new court filing, the SEC argued that the summary judgment by U.S. District Judge Annalisa Torres in July raised precisely the kinds of knotty legal problems that warrant interlocutory, or provisional review by a federal appeal court under a law that allows certain rulings to be appealed before a case concludes. The SEC is seeking to challenge Torres' findings that Ripple's programmatic and institutional sales of the digital token XRP were not security offerings requiring registration with the regulator. The judge ruled that only certain institutional sales Ripple made under investment contracts were unregistered security trades. The crux of Ripple's argument is that appeal under Section 1292B is not available because the issue for appeal requires applying law to undisputed facts and the record, and because an appeal would not terminate the litigation. The SEC said, not so. Okay. Excuse me while I get some water. Feeling a little parched. Okay, let's continue. The regulator argued that case law allows appeal courts to review district judges' applications of legal fees tests, like the ones used to determine whether something is a security. It also rejected Ripple's contention that a provisional appeal must completely end a case to be allowed. Interlocutory appeal in the path of the reaches that goal must efficiently... reaches that goal most efficiently, this is the SEC said, predicting it proposed appeal now would hasten the case in district court before any appeal. Speak Ripple said that the issue the SEC wants to appeal are fact-bound. and inappropriate for provisional review. It also argued an immediate update not speed up the case's resolution. The SEC fails to establish any of the three conditions required for certifications in an interlocutory appeal. This court should follow the Second Circuit's instruction that the use of the law must be strictly limited to the precise conditions stated in the law and deny the SEC's request for certification, Ripple wrote. The company added that is all the SEC is purported to do here. The SEC's contention that this court reached the wrong result in applying Howey to the facts of this case does not show any difference of opinion about an underlying legal rule warranting certification. The SEC sued Ripple and two of its executives in December 2020, alleging they raised over $1.3 billion by illegally selling XRP as an unregistered security. Both sides moved for summary judgment this year after discovery concluded. And that, Cryptonauts, is the end of the news article. So let's go ahead and move on to the next. Another SEC article. This one's written by Andrei Bengansky. Library will appeal unjust and incorrect SEC lawsuit ruling, says CEO. The company behind LBRY, a blockchain publishing platform, said on Thursday it plans to appeal a court's decision that found it was liable for violating federal security laws last year, according to a court filing. LBRY CEO Jeremy Kaufman told Decrypt the company is ready for round two and that it's fighting on behalf of other digital asset firms in the U.S. too. LBRY is appealing the SEC's decision because it is unjust and incorrect, Kaufman said in a written statement. The SEC has shown clear intent to use this ruling to damage the cryptocurrency industry more broadly. We won't let them. A New Hampshire court sided with the Securities and Exchange Commission last November after the agency accused LBRY Inc. of selling its LBRY credits, LBC tokens, to investors without registering the asset as a security. LBRY argued that LBRY credits were not securities, pointing to the token's utility on LBRY's platform. However, Judge Paul J. Barbadoro found the company could offer no reasonable trier of fact that could reject the SEC's claims. Since the SEC's victory over LBRY, the agency has sustained what some crypto advocates say are several black eyes in court. The watchdog grunt when a DC court found the previous denial hurt Grayscale's Bitcoin trust into a spot Bitcoin ETF was capricious. The SEC has also lost some grounds in its court battle against Ripple Labs over XRP being an unregistered security. In July, a New York judge issued a partial ruling saying the token was not necessarily a security on its face, and certain public XRP were not unlawful. Kaufman declined to comment to Decrypt on whether the firm will tap the decisions in Ripple's lawsuit as part of its appeal process. Library credits have risen 35% to 1 cent over the past week, according to CoinGecko. At the same time, the token has fallen 8.7% over the past day, paring back some gains after it reached its highest price since April of last year. LBRY has been public about how the lawsuit has impacted its bottom line, and it said it would shut down in July following the court's final judgment, recognizing the company's close-to-defunct status in May. The SEC has moved to lower financial burdens placed on the firm from $44 million to around $111,000. Thank you. Okay. Cool. That's that. Let's move on. to the last news article. And yes, this is the best. I love it. Written by Matt DeSalvo. Feds freeze Celsius founder Alchi's assets. Alleged crypto con man and ex-CEO of Celsius Network, Alex Mashinsky, with 7 criminal charges in July. And now they want to freeze his assets. A court order filed yesterday shows the Department of Justice has ordered Mashinsky's numerous bank accounts frozen. The following orders that no money should be able to leave the bank accounts at Goldman Sachs, Merrill Lynch, First Republic Securities, SoFi Bank, and SoFi Securities. It also mentions a Texas property owned by Mashinsky and shared with his wife, Christine. Federal prosecutors in July charged Mashinsky with fraud, alleging that he misled investors to his firm engaged in risky trading practices. They hit him with a total of 7 criminal charges. And the Securities and Exchange Commission, the Commodities Futures Trading Commission, and the Federal Trade Commission has also hit Celsius with a number of civil charges. The regulator alleged that the crypto lender repeatedly lied to customers about how safe the platform was and sold unregistered securities. They also alleged that the company falsely touted Celsius as a safe alternative to banking, even though it was anything but. Celsius was one of the many crypto companies that went bust last year. As a lender, it promised investors huge returns and claims to be safe. Its withdrew June conditions. It then filed bankruptcy a month later, with papers showing its liabilities outweighs its asset by $1.2 billion. Feds allege that Mashinsky promised investors that it was safe to keep using the platform when he knew it wasn't, all while cashing out himself and ultimately pocketing $42 million by defrauding customers. Yep, this is just one of those latest updates, but it's a good one. Finally, we get to like jab the Mashinsky, you know? He's done. Oh man, I'm part of this whole crap, you know. This whole Celsius thing. It's still going on. They're actually in the process of voting right now. The voting should be concluded pretty soon, and the payout should be coming out. So, it's. Way more organized. I never would have realized it would have taken this long to do a settlement. You know, chapter 11 settlement, right? Because we're all in this settlement lawsuit, trying to get our funds back, right? Now it doesn't look like we're going to be able to get 100% of it, but at this point, something's better than nothing. It does look like they're going to actually convert the majority of all the Bitcoin. That's fine. Convert it. Give me Bitcoin. You know, just the coin. You know, I'm an easy man. I just want to just keep my Bitcoin and that's it. Not even spend it, you know. So yeah, it makes it easier on me to be honest. So yeah, do that for me, please. Thank you. All right, Cryptonauts. You know what? That's pretty much it. That's all I have. So if you want to hang out, hit me up in Discord. All right. So with that said, Stack Sats and Huddle. Adios.